to do. So let's start here with me and you. Gonna take a little time. Let's see what we can find. Oh, come on, walk with me, talk with me, tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand.
And welcome to a beautiful Saturday afternoon on the Central Coast. I'm Richard Dugan, your host for Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We come your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. We stream live on the internet at richarddugan.com. Our archives are available as well for all the programs we've done in the Tell Me Your Story format over the last 3 years. I cannot believe it's only been 3 years, and yet at the same time, it's like, 3 years? It's been a long 3 years, but it's been exciting, and we're certainly glad that you have joined us on the program. And again, check out the archives. We've got a lot of great programs. Matter of fact, we even have an archive of our guests today calling all the way from the UK. We'll be going to them in just a moment. John and Barry. Barry Lee and JC coming to us all the way from England, and we'll be talking to them and taking your phone calls as well. And then we have a special report from our local, and I think I deemed her the astronomical assignment editor, as it were. She's going to share with us a little bit more at the bottom of the hour about Mercury in retrograde. We're about three quarters of the way through it and finding out how it's been going. To that end, I find this rather interesting that a gentleman called earlier today regarding a stolen vehicle out of his Santa Barbara residence in the 2500 block of Orilla. I believe that's how it's pronounced, O-R-E-L-L-A, Orilla Street, between 8:30 and 10:30 this morning. It's a little Toyota truck. It's an 87. I'm sure it has a lot of miles on it, being an 87. Needless to say, this man loves his truck, and if you see it, it's actually the license number is 3K23471. That's 3K23471. Should you happen to notice this, it is he calls it a sunburn gray color with older gold and white factory striping. Apparently there is a reward if you happen to see this. Do not attempt to stop them or anything. You call the police because this gentleman's vehicle has been stolen. And that sort of leads into our conversation as we'll talk with Beth McDonald at the bottom of the hour in terms of Mercury in retrograde. But right now I'd like to introduce and a return visit by Barry Lee and John, JC, in England. And thank you, gentlemen, for staying up so late in your time zone and joining us here on the program.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Now, that's one of the things that we can talk about, and we'll be taking people's calls because, Barry, you are an intuitive, a medium, and your website, barryleemedium.com, mm-hmm. is the location. Although, I like the way you say it better. .com.
.com?
And people can get more information about you. You're also a singer, and then JC, John, you are you're a tarot reader, correct?
Yeah, I do the tarot. Yes.
A little difficult to do over the phone per se, right?
It is a little bit difficult because you can't get the person to shuffle it, but it can be done. But it's fun.
Okay, well, we're going to be taking your calls at 564-1290. If you're in the area, 805-564-1290. Or if you're outside the area, you're listening to the live stream, it's 866-564-1290. And after the broadcast, they can go through your website, Barry and John, and they can make contact with you via email and pursue any questions that they might have.
Absolutely.
I thought it would be interesting while we wait for calls to come in to talk a little bit about something that has been in the news of late. And of course, it's concerning. A lot of folks are very concerned about it. That is the Hadron Super Collider there in is it in Switzerland?
Yes, it's in Switzerland. They built this machine. It's one of the largest things they've ever built. It cost, I'm just looking it up here, £6.25 billion sterling, which is something like $9-10 billion US dollars.
Which even in today's standards is still a drop in the bucket compared to a lot of the stimulus packages that we've been dropping around here in the States.
Yeah, but think what they could do with all that money.
Yeah.
And they've built this machine to try and prove a point. But Barry's got more information on it because he got this information from Spirit before they even cranked this machine up.
Well, Barry, we're going to have you share that, but we're going to take a quick break. I want to have people have a chance to get to the phones if they'd like a reading from you this afternoon between now and 4 o'clock. 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We encourage you to give us a call, talk to Barry and John, and we'll be back in just a moment. This is Tell Me Your Story.
You have a message that others can benefit from. A meditation to share. A talk to give that you want heard by more than just those present. A workshop, seminar, presentation with speakers whose information, insight, and inspiration can help others to break through to their highest potential and purpose. Making a quality recording is the first step. To making it available and fast forward is the right direction. They'll bring the recording studio to you. Your message is important. It needs to be recorded by professionals who share your passion and want to provide quality recording to those who want and need to hear it. Call 805-708-9804 to take that first step. 805-708-9804. Call Fast Forward for all your recording needs on location and in studio. 805-708-9804.
Real gardening starts with the soil. Why? Because plants live in the soil and they can't get up and move if their environment goes bad. You can, however, do something to improve your soil. Whether you're planting a new garden or want help with your existing one, call AgriTurf at 569-2257 to schedule your consultation now. George Schnackenberg at AgriTurf has the lowdown on what's up with your soil. So if you think you have tired soil, call 569-2257.
AgriTurf has everything your garden needs on Las Positas and Modoc.
You can't go on falling back, a flooding river. Keeping all that fear inside. I understand how trouble haunts you. It haunts me too. Yes, and I do.
New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host for Tell Me Your Story every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time, streaming live on the internet at richarddugan.com. Today we're taking your phone calls with Barry and John all the way from the U.K. You know, one of these days, guys, we're going to get you in studio, have you come out here, or maybe I'll come out there. We'll do the show live and remote, and then I'll be up at, what is it, 11 p.m. or midnight there now?
Yeah, 11 p.m.
Phone number 805-564-1290, 805-564-1290. Now, Barry, I'm going to give you an opportunity to expound on what you've received, as you say, from Spirit. And this was even before the Super Collider was even built.
That's right. Spirit, well, they came to me and said that man will start building a device, and it's going to be a very powerful, very big device that can bring the destruction of the world. And they said it would be built in the European area. Well, of course, this has come up in Switzerland.
Yeah.
And when they started to build it, they said to me, they'll have the power with that, though they're doing it wrong, they'll have the power with that to actually open up time portals, to do time travel with it. And it's not going to be exactly what they think. It's going to cause earthquakes, disasters, changing weather. They don't know what they're doing. And it's going to end up in terrible catastrophes for the Earth. And, of course, since this has happened, we've had the volcanoes go up.
Yeah.
We've had earthquakes where we shouldn't be having earthquakes. Weather patterns have been absolutely crazy. So far, everything Spirit told me about this is leading into bigger problems. And if they don't stop this, there's going to be things that they cannot reverse.
So we're talking about the potential for events unfolding such as have been depicted in, say, the movie 2012.
I haven't seen the movie 2012.
Well, let's just put it this way. It doesn't end well.
Right. You see, it was always said to me from Spirit that it would be man being his own destruction.
Mm-hmm.
which of course this is exactly what is going on.
Is there any anything specific as far as they're altering the vibration of the planet, changing this, that?
Yes.
What specifically is the collider doing that is affecting all of these elements?
Well, it's changing all the meridians on the Earth. So what's happening just on a physical level, of course, there's cracks happening. There's all what I've said before, mm-hmm. all the earthquakes, tidal waves, and so on. With all these things going on, it's causing just an unrest with people, changing electrical vibrations on the Earth. And this is why lots of people, if you speak to them, are getting nightmares lately, lots of terrible nightmares, and they don't know why.
Mm.
Because we all work in an electrical field, be it mediums or even somebody who's not using the gift. It's an electrical field which they are disrupting.
Mm. Okay.
And with all these things going on, this is why it's a specific thing. It's the one thing that runs this Earth, really, is vibration, frequency. And they're altering the frequency of the Earth. And everybody and everything is falling out of tune.
Hmm. Well, we're going to talk more about that. We do have a caller on the line to talk with Barry and John. And if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290. And on the line, we have Amrita calling from Santa Barbara.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Oh, great. So I don't really have any questions. I was just kind of calling in to kind of get a little bit of a feel of my future.
Okay. The moment I connected with you, speaking to Barry, by the way, okay, the moment I connected with you, I just got this complete link from the spirit world to a lot of your spirit guides, about three of them, and it just said to me that you're heading up a very good road of change for you personally.
Uh-huh.
Now, these roads are changing in three dimensions. They're three separate roads. One is going to be connected with work.
Mm-hmm.
So things are going to go up a very positive road there. Two, they're saying here, is going to be connected with security. Now, that always brings into me things to do with health, things to do with money. So anything to do with security for that future road as you're going forward is going to be a very positive aspect.
Great.
And they say the other one, they say personal life, relationship areas, prospering very well.
Oh, cool.
From what spirit is showing here, you must not be frightened of the opportunities and the changes that are becoming available to you. Are you listening to me?
Yes, I am.
Good, because it's very important.
freak out, yeah.
They're saying here that you've got to listen when they say, do not be frightened of picking up the chances that are going to be offered to you and the opportunities of moving and changing with your life.
Okay.
It's also a spiritual change in time for you.
Oh, cool.
So you're going to find a lot more awareness with you.
Mm-hmm.
And they say you're going to be more in tune with other people than you have been before.
Oh, cool.
Now, that's good. But this is what you've got to listen to. It's not always comfortable. Because once we start picking up feelings of other people and can really connect with them, it's not always easy because we take on their burdens and their problems.
Yeah.
So they're saying here, as long as you can detach yourself from that, your awareness and connection with them is going to give you what they call an ability to work better with them, mm-hmm. an ability to know what they're thinking, basically, before they even get to the thought themselves. And that will give you great guidance and protection in the future. You've got a great time ahead.
Thank you. I always know you guys are just right on with what you say. In the past, you've told Richard and I a couple things that it's like, oh my God, this is right.
So you just flow with this because you got a fantastic and fabulous time coming up in a very busy 3 years. That will be very rewarding on all levels.
Thank you so much.
And by the way, Barry, last time we had you on the program, you had made a comment about our car and that it would, I think I remember, along the lines of being a money pit. Maybe not the exact words.
Yeah.
Right.
And since we spoke to you last, upwards, I'm going to just round this off, upwards of $9,000 has been put into our car. Ooh. But not by us.
Mm-hmm.
The vehicle has been involved in,
two crashes.
Two crashes.
And then the catalytic converter had to be replaced, but no out-of-pocket for us.
Yeah. So there was...
You were right on?
Yeah.
But,
but not,
thank God it didn't come out of our pocket.
Get rid of it.
Well, we're working on it. We're working on it. We still
Nobody
need some...
It, but
we need to be able to get around, and so we're
yeah.
looking at that. But, I mean, that was really, really astounding to us that you know, we at first, the first thought was, oh, man, this
right.
is going to cost us, you know, yeah. dollars. And actually, it didn't cost us, again, as Amrita said, no out-of-pocket, because it was all covered by their insurance as
right.
well as the manufacturer's warranty. But still, you know, you're talking about a level of inconvenience. I mean, how much time is our, how much money is our time worth
yeah.
in terms of having to deal with these things?
Oh, yeah, and the aggravation.
Yeah, but we've gotten through it. And yes, John, we're working on getting rid of it. If you have any suggestions for replacements, we're open. Well, Amrita, thanks so much for calling.
Yes, thank you. Thank and
you.
I'll listen.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And that's how easy it is, by calling 805-564-1290. That's 805-564-1290. I'm going to take a chance here. We're going to go straight to the phone line. Who do we have on the line? This is Tell Me Your Story, and you are live on the air.
Hey there, I'm Richard Brian Weeks. I don't have much of a voice, but I had this great success and cured cancer, and I just wondered if the guys had any vibes of anything, and I appreciate your show. It's fun and good.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Before you even came on the line, Spirit said to me, it's a man. So straight away, that's the link I've got. Now, the thing is, with the health area, according to your guides, it's going to still be a little bit of what they call here a mental and emotional minefield or battle. But they do say to me to tell you that you're heading up what they call here a generally good road to get through all this. They also say it was a very tough karma that you took on to come through this, to learn certain lessons and to pay back for negative karma of past lives. So it was a thing you needed to go through. But they make it clear you're not going to, what they call here, lose the battle. And they keep telling me they have got no more spaces at the time, but no space for you to be on that side with them. And you've got to be on Earth to counsel or help others through similar situations to you. So that's been part of this karma there. You're going to do much better than you may even imagine. And spirits say you'll be helping others more than what you think. And they say, don't give up with anything. It's going to be, you know, from day to day, a little bit of an emotional turmoil period. But they say you've got a lot more years left in you. And the funny thing is, they're saying here, at the end of your cycle of this life, when it does come, this will not be what you die of. So they make it very clear, it's not going to be the cancer that takes you.
Great. Yeah, it is gone. I just... Yeah. Things are going great.
It's not coming back. This is what they're saying. So at the end of the day, it will be something that will take you that will be completely unrelated. So you've got a great time ahead.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling. And what your first name again?
Brian.
Brian, well, thank you so much for calling. We hope you'll continue listening.
I will. And thanks again for y'all.
You bet. And now we're going to go to Katie in Santa Barbara.
Hi.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. I was wondering if you could give me a reading.
I will give you what I'm getting from Spirit, and I hope it will be helpful to you.
Okay.
Can you bear this in mind? This is what they're telling me, your spirit guides are telling me. No matter what you do in this life, do not let anybody walk over you. Do not allow anybody to control you. This is very important for everything they're about to say. They say there's two areas that you're going to have to be very strong in. One is going to be connected with your personal life, where you're going to have to remain very strong and never be controlled. They say if you do that, all is going to be fine. It'll be good. But they do say when it comes to the career area with you, that's where things need attention. And I don't want anybody controlling you by telling you at times you can't do things or that you haven't got the brains that you've got. Because you haven't yet even touched the potential that you're going to touch when it comes to the work area. They also tell me that you've been sent back to help people, and they say that you're going to have to go through extra forms of study to actually be able to do what you've got to do. Now, there is study when we go to a college, and there is study if we do things like we're doing, where we just train in groups. Either way, it's irrelevant to me. What they're saying is you're going to have the line of career where you're going to be helping somebody else or other people. You're going to have to learn how to do this, and you are actually a very good healer. But it's not by the touch, it's by the talk, which means anything to do with, if you call it counseling, psychology, all that sort of stuff will be good. And they say, what's interesting is, at times you will feel that you're the one that needs a bit of help with counseling. You're going to feel like that. But indeed, they're saying here, you have the gift to help others. Now, the next few years are not going to be very simple for you, connected with your personal life. That's the one thing I have to warn you about. But they say there is nothing there insurmountable, and you should not be frightened in changing paths, they're saying here, when things are not functioning. They also come from a very high spiritual level, telling me that you do have a family that actually loves you very much, and you need to maybe open your eyes a little bit more to that. So there's a lot of love around your life. We're going away from relationships, but when it comes to parental and all those areas, the love has always been there. But they do say you don't completely fit in with the family, so you won't always see eye to eye with them. So to always be, even as you're going forward, is if you're standing there as an independent person, not always having the support that you feel that you should be having, or the feeling of companionship from people, but just because you're feeling that doesn't mean to say they don't love you. They really do. And the guides are also saying here, just to top off for you, they want to thank you because you don't realize how much help you've given to quite a few people over the last few years. And they say just because people haven't thanked you doesn't mean to say their prayers haven't gone up in thanks for having you in their lives. They say, well done, and don't think you're going to be sinking. You're going to be prospering a lot more than what you realize in every way, but it's going to be this 3 years that will sort out of quite a few things to do with the personal life that will then set you on a very firm road. It's good, but it's a struggle getting there with everything, but long term, you're going to feel very fulfilled, especially on the work front.
How's that, Katie?
Wow, great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you for calling in and keep listening.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, we are going to take a short little break here, Barry and John, and we're going to go over to our, as I like to call her, our astrological assignment editor, as it were, to share with us about the, I almost said harmonic convergence. That was about 20 years ago. We're talking about Mercury in retrograde. And of course, I had made the comment that about this one gentleman who had his car stolen this morning here in Santa Barbara. And you had told us a couple of weeks ago, Beth McDonald, that this has to do with Mercury in retrograde in Venus, having to do with technology, mechanical things. Well, mechanical thing, it's this guy's car. And I'll just mention this once again, that it was stolen this morning. It's a small little Toyota pickup truck. It's a sunburn gray with older gold and white factory striping, and the license is 3K23471. Do not approach the vehicle yourself. Call the police if you see this vehicle. It's a gray pickup truck, a Toyota, 3K23471, and who knows, maybe we can find this for him. So tell us what in the world's going on, because we still have another, what, week to go?
Yes, actually we do. First of all, thank you, Richard. Thank you for having me on. Congratulations on your 3 years. That's fantastic. And good for you for doing a community service and mentioning that gentleman's vehicle. And thanks for giving me an official title. I just love that. It's just phenomenal. And yes, Mercury went retrograde in Virgo on August 20th at 19 degrees. And it turns around and it goes direct on September 13th at 5 degrees. Now, Mercury retrogrades in general are kind of famous for things disappearing. Well, things disappearing and then things returning. Often, things become lost or stolen during this time. Mm-hmm. Also, things and people that you may have lost or lost touch with, or became disconnected with for mm-hmm. one reason or another, resurface in some way in your lifetime. It's famous. These Mercury retrogrades are famous for, you know, people you knew in high school showing up, calling, sending you emails, you know, old lovers, you know, old friends and neighbors returning. Family reunions are really good things to have during these times.
Mm.
Class reunions are good things to have during these times.
So what you're saying, am I hearing correctly that as of September 13th, 2010, all will be right with the world and we'll all be happy?
Well, maybe not so much that. I wish I had it. You always ask me if I have the magic wand, and I am sad to say I still don't, but I'm working on it.
Okay.
Yeah. But
well,
it's a time of great
okay.
Release.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a time of kind of stepping back from the material world and having more inward focus.
Mm-hmm. Well, we look forward to doing that, because I remember between those two eclipses, June to July, that the period of and pondering and contemplating and considering.
Yeah.
And processing as well. And I want to let our listeners know also that in light of I don't want to use exactly the termination, the transition from Mercury in retrograde into the next phase, if you will, because that's what they are, cycles or phases.
Yes.
Paradise Found has an event that's coming up. It's called the Intuitive Arts Taste. It's their part of Shop Spree SB, or Santa Barbara, by the downtown organizations. It's next Saturday from 1 to 6 p.m. And basically, you're going to be able to this is just really kind of a unique way of putting this, because at times we all should benefit from an outside perspective, and whether you're having a health, relationship, financial, or directional life path issues, intuitive guidance can validate and point out potentials for you to consider. To that end, they are offering you the opportunity to sample, taste, explore, savor, indulge on September the 11th from 1 to 6 p.m. at their shop there at Paradise Found on Anapamu. I believe it's 17 East Anapamu. They're having the first of its kind intuitive arts tasting, many different modalities available to experience, from astrology, aura photography, channeling, clairvoyance, mediums, tarot, and more. I'm looking forward to the "and more" part. I've always loved that at these different kinds of events. 15-minute readings are only $20. And again, you can stop by 17 East Anapamu. That's next Saturday from 1 to 6 p.m. And that is at Paradise Found at 17 East Anapamu. And to that end, Beth McDonald, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And we're looking forward to having you in studio in November for our month of readings every Saturday during the month of November. We are going to have a different intuitive or astrologer or numerologist or what have you in to provide readings to those who wish to. Otherwise, we're going to talk about whatever universe provides as far as questions and commentary.
Excellent.
Thank you
so much, Richard.
You bet.
And thanks to John and Barry for their wisdom and hope.
And they are right there. You're able
That's
to talk
kind.
Right to them.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye now.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. If you'd like to give us a call, 805-564-1290. That's 805-564-1290 if you're in the area. Outside the area, listening live, streaming on the internet at richarddugan.com, 866-564-1290. That's 866-564-1290. Now, we were talking a little while ago there, Barry and John.
Mm-hmm.
Barry, you were elucidating about... I think that's legal on the radio to elucidate about the Hadron Super Collider in Switzerland, this giant ring, and its impact on the magnetism and meridians of the planet Earth. And I can only imagine the havoc that it must also be playing on the people who are closest to it, not just the Swiss, but the people who are actually working on it, and that we're experiencing the effects as well. And this is separate from the physical events of what we'll call them natural events of weather and so forth. How are we able to give readings, let's say astrological readings, numerology, et cetera, et cetera. Is this something that plays into that? Is it factored in? Or is this a new element that we've never dealt with before? And so how can you really give an accurate reading from those types of modalities?
Okay, well, on our side of things, especially my work, I link directly with spirit, which is an outside vibration altogether. And if you've got very good and very powerful guides, they can surpass anything. They can get through anything.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to things to do with astrological, et cetera, it really depends on what sort of disruption it causes when it comes to positions of planets, et cetera, et cetera. And only an expert in that field can tell you. But from the spiritual point of view, which is the work that we do, it means that your guides have to work that much harder.
Yeah.
And you'll remember, the Earth is a living entity in itself. It's just another body. It's Mother Earth. And you're now dealing with a planet that was once quite healthy, that's now been drilled into much too often now, and also having her electrics all upset. It's like anything, like a robot, for example. Mm-hmm. You start cross-wiring a robot, strange things happen. So the whole thing is, we're actually destroying this body that is looking after us, and all the meridians, as I said, get upset. Spirit have to work a lot harder to get through to us, and anybody working in any of these fields will have their work, how can I say, made harder, because in many senses it will be very difficult to get a lot of information through from their mediums of work, whether it be astrological or mediumship itself, because it's an interrupted field. So whereas we can say in the past we have been 99% correct with predictions, etc., etc., with man playing around like they are now, your prediction correctness can come down to 90% because it's disrupting all the connections.
Mm. So in light of the super collider and its impact on us and our planet, mm. and of course, as you've stated, obviously, the types of readings that people will do,
yeah.
Do these people that have built it and run it and experiment with it, from your perspective and from Spirit's perspective, did they start out with honest intentions to try to find answers to these scientific questions and they've gone astray? Or is it just the fact that their intentions are still good? It's the machine they've built that they don't fully understand that is the real problem.
From what Spirit told me in the beginning, the idea to get this machine going primarily was to actually interfere with time. So if we can go back in time and change things, things can be very different, which is not a good thing because it changes timelines. So on a scientific level, they knew or thought that was the way they could actually get more control over the planet. But as Spirit said to me, it's not power that gives time travel, it's frequency. So it's not to do with a huge amount of power spinning around.
Mm-hmm.
It's whether we can tune into separate frequency, and that makes time travel. But their idea was for a form of control. So the people building it, the ordinary workmen, they were just given a job to do.
Right.
It's the ones at the top that knew what they were doing and what they were after.
Did they know that this was the potential outcome or side effect, if you will, of this collider?
Were telling me, and still are telling me as we talk, they knew that that was a great possibility,
okay.
and they were warned against it but wouldn't listen.
What about the fears that some people had before they fired this thing up, that it would generate, whether they are tiny or large, black holes?
Well, it's a similar thing. Yes, this is totally possible, but it's generating other things. So their fears over things were, I would say, a little bit far-fetched, but they were having a feeling of fear because their own souls were picking up something's going to go wrong.
Mm.
Now, if they push the boundaries beyond what they've been doing, then it can rip the planet apart.
Mm.
And that was the warning from the guides.
I have to wonder if these are the kinds of events we've spoken with a number of people, Greg Braden in particular, regarding a situation in the deserts near India and Pakistan where the sand was turned to a sheet of glass, and there was really only one explanation for it. As far as being able to turn sand into molten sand into glass, if you will, and that's from a nuclear blast. Well, that's been there for centuries. It implies that there were people of high technological awareness and capability long before we ever came along, and they made a mistake and ended their civilization. Atlantis has the same kind of history, at least as the legend goes. So you're kind of saying we're heading a lot down that same pipeline.
We're doing it again. And from what Spirit of Always told me, this is the third incarnation of this planet. This is not the first.
Mm-hmm.
And each civilization has destroyed it. And it's come back again, and they're doing it again. So it is a repetition of history.
So we're not learning a thing.
No.
So, is as we like to try to keep things on an upbeat tone here on the program, is there a positive spin you can put on this?
Well, there is. If they stop doing what they're doing, the Earth can correct itself.
How can we, if we truly believe, as you've shared with us, that this is dangerous and damaging to the planet, what is a process that you're aware of or that Spirit's telling you that we can take to get them to stop?
Well, there is none, because you see, there's too much greed on this planet, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the governments and the greed that control the planet, not the ordinary person. And a Spirit have always said to me in the past, the individual man does not know really how powerful they are if they get together. It's like, for example, if somebody says you're not going to pay your taxes, they'll put you in prison. But if the whole country stopped, they can't put everybody in prison.
Right, right.
So it's got to be a world thing, and all the little people have got to say, well, if you carry on doing this, this is what we'll do. They have to come up with an idea.
So then our premise with this program, New Paradigms for a New World, giving people choices and knowledge of those choices to help make their dreams come true. If we become aware, as many programs have tried to elucidate that point, that we are powerful, and even more so collectively, then it's time for us to start joining together. We have the internet. We have all of the technology available to unite. And of course, there are people doing these like intention experiments, like Lynn McTaggart.
Yeah.
And they're doing testing all over the place, showing that it is possible for us collectively as large groups to affect change elsewhere in the world. So this is a possibility, so we need to start putting that intention forth.
Absolutely. As Spirit has always said, you know, if somebody declares war, if everybody turns around and says, we're not going fighting, you go and fight it yourself to the government, they cannot have a war, because if people stick together and say, no, we're not doing it, it cannot be done.
Okay. Well, that's an excellent message. Is there, maybe Spirit can give you a proper intention for us to put forth that will that we can kind of use sort of as our mantra and just start using that and sharing that with other people of like mind, saying, look, start putting this into your meditation so that we can, you know, stop this process, because this is going to affect all of us.
That's correct. Well, Spirit made it very clear as I'm talking to you. It's just that everybody should put together, we have and want the right to live.
Okay.
And they say, that is a thing that we all have to be thinking on. You're going to be fighting the big boys all the way, but they make it very clear, you've got to go for the right that this planet is for living and for enjoyment, not to be destroyed. And people will have to come up with their own idea of what they can use as the main thing to put forward to these big people.
Well, many people know this.
They're small.
Yeah, many people know the story of David and Goliath.
And there you go.
Yeah.
There
so
you go. Very good.
It is possible.
Yes, it is
possible. It has happened in the past, and it can happen again. We just have to believe it and start to put those beliefs into action.
That's right. And you've got to remember that Nobody gets where they are unless we allow them to get there.
That's...
So we vote them in, we put them in, and we can put them out as well.
I saw an extraordinary video the other day. Somebody emailed me this link. They said that they became misty as they were watching this, and even as they're typing the email, which was just a short couple of lines, they were getting misty all over again. Well, I haven't watched the whole video, but what I've seen thus far, it's fascinating. Basically, it's the scene in this parking garage, and it's all done in black and white, by the way, which I thought was interesting treatment. And these people walk up to get their parking tickets validated. And so in addition to stamping their parking ticket validated, the parking attendant is validating them verbally. How great you are. What a wonderful service you provide. Yeah. And on and on and on. So the businesses and the business leaders in the area, they were getting a little concerned because people were in this line and not in their shops shopping and spending their money. So they got in the line and they got up to this gentleman and they said, you know, they explained to him the situation and he just turned it around and said, you know what? You guys are absolutely incredible because you provide the places for people to work, to earn the money, to keep their families going and to do the things. In other words, this was all about complimenting and getting people to smile. And like I said, I've only seen a portion of the video, and maybe well, I'll put a link up on my website so people can see it as well. I was taken aback by it because it's like, when was the last time somebody who didn't know you shared those kinds of things with you?
Yeah, we see at the end of the day, there's only one power on earth, and that's love, and that's projecting love.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's fascinating to me that we are here together, and I actually have on the line the gentleman whose car was stolen. Bill, are you there? All right.
Should I know, I'm grateful to the wonderful 1290 here for broadcasting that my little Toyota, a gray, sunburned gray Toyota pickup truck that I call Little Toyota, was stolen this morning
from right.
the driveway on Orella Street.
Mm-hmm.
Our California license is 3K23471.
Right.
If you see it, don't stop him. Just call a cop.
Call
me.
Exactly. Well, and of course, you're kind of experiencing what we've been talking about. In terms of like Mercury in retrograde, when we were talking with Beth McDonald a little while ago.
Yeah.
But then again, I have to wonder, Barry and John, if maybe there is an impact. If the Hadron Super Collider is having an impact on the planet's magnetics and vibration and so forth, it's also having an effect on us as individuals and causing us, in some instances, who are more susceptible than others, to do things that maybe we wouldn't ordinarily do. It just seems like things are just accelerating at an alarming rate.
Yeah, you're correct. A lot of people that we know, they've changed characters.
Yeah, people have changed. I don't know if you saw it over here. There was a lady walking along a road. She passed this little kitty cat, picked it up, and put it in a trash can. And she has no idea why she did it, what was behind it or anything. And, you know, it's caused absolute outrage over here, and she's now got police protection because of the backlash from it. But this is a mild-mannered, lovely little lady, and for some reason she just picked up this cat and put it in a dustbin.
Wow.
It goes on like that, but Bill Hackett in Santa Barbara is very grateful to all of you for your good, informative things on 1290, and I'll go back to listening on the radio.
Okay. Well, Bill, thank you so much, Bill.
Yep. We hope you get back.
And good luck on finding that truck. I'm sure that they'll find it. It's out there somewhere and in the condition in which you had left it in your driveway. Yeah, that's real interesting that I've seen science fiction programs, whether it's Star Trek or anything on sci-fi or elsewhere for that matter, where you have these kinds of scenarios where all of a sudden people just turn and they do weird stuff that's just totally out of character.
Also, you're talking about things disappearing. We've got some elderly friends in Spain in their 80s, and the wife, she walked into the lounge one day, and there was a picture that's always been there that's disappeared. And it's a double-frame picture. It's gone. There is no way you can get into their apartment. It's impossible, and it's gone.
Wow. Wow. I have to say, extraordinary times in which we live. We are not 100% certain of the causes, but I do certainly believe in Einstein's theory. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So if something's going on out there that's affecting the electrical, the circuitry of the, our brains and our emotions and so forth as it's affecting the planet, well, then we're not going to be in the same frame of mind that we would ordinarily be if the electrical system was working normally.
That's right, exactly. So a lot of people will be affected, other people are immune to it. And you'll also notice, like, we've moved from Spain now.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, and the reason is the vibrations have changed. So the energy that Spain had and England didn't have is now changed round. All the spirituality is now here in England, and Spain is actually devoid of it. It's the change of vibration.
Wow. So now, do you see the physical manifestation of that? The people in Spain are drifting away from spirituality and spiritual things, more towards organized religion, or just away from all of that stuff towards government and money and job? And
yes, it's very much money, that sort of thing. It's turning into where it was very spiritual before. And it seems to be the wrong type of people now being attracted to it. Rather than the spiritual, it's definitely the non-spiritual. And when you're coming back to the UK, it's going the other way. Where it wasn't too many spiritual, now that's growing. That's what I said about the shifts in energy and meridians.
Right. Well, let me ask the two of you a quick question before we go to our last break here, before the end of the program. If you two would be willing to stick around for a few minutes after the broadcast, we would record the conversation. I call it the after view, where we record, we continue talking about these things. But the only way that our listeners now will be able to hear it is if they go to richarddugan.com, the radio show's page, click on the link, the play button to the interview that we are doing now, and listen all the way through to and including our after view, if you will, that we'll discuss. Would you? I know it's late there. I mean, what is it, midnight?
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Oh, okay. Then that's what we will do, is I will make sure to be ready here as we wrap up our program. And we'll continue our conversation. And again, those of you listening now, if you want to hear the things that we say in the after view, then we're going to make that available to you at the website, richarddugan.com. You go to the radio shows page. At the top of the list is the latest interview, and in this case, it's going to be this one with Barry and John from the UK. And we're going to continue talking about some of these things as we continue talking here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay tuned.
Remember the stories your family used to tell?
July got married, 1913, when my father and my uncle came from Italy.
When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth?
Well, close. Yes, very swinging sound here in the Bilhart Underground. That's Wild Things.
Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time.
You're listening to a live transmission of the voice of astronaut Walter Chirac.
Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 805-708-9804. Fast Forward. It's the right direction for preserving your family memories. Just call 805-708-9804.
Right now at the Santa Barbara Eyeglass Factory, you can buy any frame in the store and get a second one free. Buy a Dior and get a second Dior or any other frame free, really. And on, with dozens of top brand names to choose from, you'll enjoy browsing to your heart's content without any pressure from anyone to buy anything. We don't have to, because there's so much to choose from. As I travel around, I'm always asking folks where they got their glasses, and they'll tell me what they paid, and usually it's much more than they would have paid at the Eyeglass Factory. And the horror stories about service and quality. At the Eyeglass Factory, your absolute satisfaction is guaranteed. And it's nice to know that if a screw should fall out or if you should sit on your glasses, we'll do a repair or adjustment without any charge, even if you didn't buy them from us. You can't beat our buy one, get one free offer, which means you can get two complete pair of glasses for as little as $49.95. So why would you go anywhere else? And right now, there are independent doctors of optometry next to every Eyeglass Factory. Call or just drop into the closest Eyeglass Factory in Santa Barbara on Milpas or in Ventura on East Main Street across from Target.
If we leave here today, we could be 1,000 miles away. Take to that road.
knows all the trouble that you know empties out as you go. Oh, walk with me, talk with me.
Tell me your story. New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, along with Barry and John Chapman from the UK. And you can go to barryleemedium.com and get more information about Barry and John. And Barry also sings. John, do you sing?
No, I don't.
You don't. So you won't be making a CD in the next 6 months, is what you're telling us?
No. Okay. I do the production side, but I don't do the singing.
Oh, great! But Barry is the one with the tones that the vibrations, if you will, that can help us through, and you can check all that good stuff out. Before we go, I want to remind our listeners about the event coming up next Saturday at Paradise Found. Sample, taste, explore, savor, and indulge yourself in some of the opportunities that they're making available to you, like astrology, astrophotography, channeling, clairvoyance, mediums, and tarot, and more at Paradise Found next Saturday from 1 to 6 p.m. You know, we can all use a little help. I look at it this way, Barry and John, that the work that you guys do is nothing more than confirmation of what I already know. I don't need to come to you, but it's always kind of nice to get that outside reassurance, or maybe I need a little nudge back on the path. You know, I've sort of allowed myself to get distracted. So it's really kind of cool to have the opportunity, and that opportunity for us here on the local level here on the Central Coast will be the next Saturday from 1 to 6 at Paradise Found. So make your way to 17 East Anapamu if you're so inclined. And then, of course, you can join us as well here next Saturday on Tell Me Your Story. Before we go, gentlemen, I don't think I asked you this question with the last time that you were on the program, so I'm going to ask that question now that I ask of almost all of my guests, and that is, the work that you do today, you could be doing a lot of other things, but you're doing this. Why this? Why now?
Well, because it's a calling. It's a gift from God. And on my side of things, I want to help people. I love helping people. And I'm here to serve, and that's why I do it.
And John?
Same, really. It's part of who you are. It's part of what you are. And we all have a gift. And, you know, some people have the gift of healing. Some people have the gift of music. Some people are wonderful doctors. And if you don't follow the gift that you have been given by God or by whoever you believe in, then you are denying who you are, pure and simple. And you will find that certain things, you know, will work for a while and then they'll just stop working. And you come back to doing what it is you should be doing. And this is what we should be doing.
It does seem as though we get very distracted by the rest of the world and our jobs, and sometimes it's our families, and sometimes it's, 101 other things that keep us looking the other way rather than looking down the path that would bring us so much more joy and happiness. And hopefully through go ahead.
So we're very lucky in the sense that we can combine what we do for a living with the gift.
Yeah.
Other people aren't so lucky, but they will find that if they can, like Barry was telling the lady earlier, she's here to help people and she needs to learn to train how to do that.
Yeah.
If she can incorporate that in her work, even now, she will find that she gets a much greater sense of satisfaction from what she is doing.
Absolutely. Well, we're just about out of time for our live broadcast. If you'd like to join
us. Can I say one thing before you go?
Very quickly.
Right. Could you tell America we love her and we miss her and we wish we were back there?
Absolutely will do. This has been Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned for the After View. Go to the website, richarddugan.com. Until next Saturday, love to Lal. And as we continue here on the program, talking with Barry and John here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you so much for staying with us, both Barry and John. It's late where you are. But the one thing that I find so interesting about all of this is that as we take a look at all of the different things that have been built by man to affect supposedly a better world, a better life, a better way of living. In the case of the Hadron Super Collider, it seems as though this thing was built specifically for just a few people. That the space program, in a different sense, was really built for more than just a few people. It was built for sort of everybody. Not that everybody was going to be able to go up, but that we were going to glean from that the technologies that would be developed, like the calculator in particular, that led to other things, and then the computer.
And DVDs and so on.
Right, but I'm not sure that I'm going to be seeing a lot of benefits from what you are sharing with us and have shared with us in the program, Barry. We're going to be gleaning some not-so-great things.
That's right. If anything, they've created a monster this time, and it's a monster that if it keeps going, it's going to actually literally spin out of control, and they won't know how to stop it.
Is there anything that we can do as individuals beyond putting our intentions collectively together forth onto the super collider and its people that we can do to minimize the effects or protect ourselves? Right. I know some people might think, oh, he's going to make us wear tinfoil hats now.
No.
That's to call in the mothership. Oh. That's a whole different thing, folks.
Yeah. Well, if you remember, there was a lot of people against this to start with, and this machine broke down.
Yeah.
The first time they started it up, it broke down.
Yeah. The first time they cranked it up, it broke down.
I remember.
And then they spent the last, two or three years trying to get it fixed. And then they started it up again. I think they started it going sort of October, November.
Of last year.
And you can date back big changes in weather patterns to then.
But to stop it, remember what I said earlier, Richard, I said it's all to do with energy and all the meridians, et cetera, and vibration.
Right.
It needs a complete collective. If you've got to get everybody on this where they can actually sit at one particular time, a few times a month, to send out thoughts towards this machine to stop it. So we go past the governments, past the people, get to the actual thing that it fails to work. We do have the ability to do that as a collective.
Okay, I understand that. Is there the possibility that this could be turned into something that could be beneficial to us?
No, not at all. No.
Okay. And so all of the resources that have been poured into this machine are in a sense, they're wasted.
Yes, totally wasted.
Wow.
If, out of somebody's curiosity and somebody's push for further power, that's where all the money's gone, and that's how this has been created.
Any knowledge as to why they chose Switzerland as opposed to someplace else that has open space, like an open desert or something?
Well, if you're going to attempt time travel and go backwards in time, okay, there's no point doing it in the middle of the desert because you'll end up miles from anywhere. There's no point doing it in North America because, let's face it, 300 years ago there wasn't much going on in North America. The only place where anything was going on was Central Europe.
That's interesting. They chose Switzerland, the folks who build those Swiss watches.
Yes, it's on the Swiss... The Swiss-French border, which is, you know, has always been part of the Central European, things going on. You know, right since Roman times, there's always been something going on there. So, you know, you can go back and get to a point where you can affect things. You can change the past,
mm-hmm.
and in effect change the present by going back into the past and change it. But unless you've got space travel as well, you have to be in a location where you can actually get back to a relative point in time where there is something going on, and that's why it's there.
I guess that they are ignoring all of the arguments, unless they know something we don't, regarding time travel. And, of course, you know, we've all seen the science fiction programs regarding it, and that, no, if you go back in time, you are going to change the future because you are now back in a place that you don't belong. You've disrupted the whole space-time continuum, as we like to hear the phrase, and so forth. is that A, not a concern of theirs, or B, it's not something that will happen?
It's A, because the whole thing is B. J.C. John will give you some examples of how time's already been changed in people's lives.
Okay.
So, right.
Yeah, it's like people remember things differently. You know, you can say, I remember we went to, I don't know, a fair, and we were there. And you talk to friends or colleagues, and they go, we never went there. And we've actually got examples of that in the family where we remember being in one location back in our childhood, and the rest of the family said, no, we didn't go there. You know, it's little things, it's little discrepancies are already starting to crop up in people's lives.
And friends, other friends have told us they've had a similar experience where they know they went somewhere with their boyfriend or whatever, and the boyfriend says, we've never been there. And they say, we have, but a completely different timeline.
Now, this whole thing is not just affecting our behavior, but
No. It's
also impacting our health.
Well, it only impacts their health on the level of when our minds are not working properly, but not actually on the physical level.
Okay.
So the body will be okay, but obviously if we start arguing with ourselves because we can't remember things and things go strange, then you get psychosomatic.
Okay.
Because you'll be thinking one thing and your body will be saying this is not right. You'll make your own health break down. But as a direct attack, no, it's not a direct thing
okay.
to the health.
And again, there really isn't anything we can do to protect ourselves other than to get this thing shut down.
That's correct. The trouble is, if it goes too far, they won't be able to stop it.
Right. So we haven't reached the point of no return yet?
Not yet, no.
And is there speculation on Spirit's part as to when that might be in terms of how quickly we need to move? I mean, I know we need to move, like, yesterday.
Yes, we do.
But a lot of people like to have timetables. They like to know, okay, well, how much time do we actually have? Or is it best not to know and let's just move on it and don't worry about when we've reached the tipping point?
What you just given as your last statement from what Spirit say, that is the best thing.
Okay. Don't worry about the timetable.
No.
Just get on it.
Get on it.
Well, then
Absolutely. Let's
see if we can't start something now by encouraging everyone who's listening to this to start spreading the word one voice at a time to one ear at a time and saying, look, we need to stop the super collider. We need to set up a time. And I'm just thinking, now you say collectively at the same time, a wave wouldn't work like at 12 noon, whatever your time zone is. And so it would sort of wave across. We need to do it collectively at the same time. 12 noon
That's
Eastern
correct.
Would be like 3 or 4 Pacific, that kind of thing.
That's correct.
All right. Well, then, now you folks are in England, so you're right near Greenwich Mean Time.
Yeah.
And so at midnight, your time would be 0 or midnight Greenwich Mean Time.
That's right.
Which puts it at 4 o'clock or 4 p.m. Pacific time in the United States. And then you can calibrate from there your time zone, which would be like 7 Eastern time. Mm-hmm. So let's use Greenwich Mean Time as our starting point and say at midnight Greenwich Mean Time. And it's easy enough to Google that information to find out where you are on that clock.
Oh, yeah.
Let's plan on doing that on the 1st and 15th of every month. The 1st and 15th of every month, we put forth the intention that we can and want to live.
Yes.
And direct that towards Switzerland, towards the super collider, towards the people who are running it and financing it, or even towards what? Like the electrical grid?
To get it to stop.
Okay.
Into their minds they have to stop this, or physically getting it to break down, that it just won't work.
Right. And of course these people will then endeavor to fix it again, and then we'll put the intention out to stop it again.
That's right.
You're familiar. Go ahead.
Sorry.
You go ahead, Barry.
Yep. I'm going to say the first thing that we have to concentrate on is to get it to break down. The next thing, after it's broken down, then you concentrate on the ones that are repairing it, to get them not to be able to repair it or not want to repair it.
Mm.
You've got to do it in tiers.
Right. So step by step.
Yeah, but it's only if everybody does it. This is the whole thing. One or two people can't achieve this.
Yeah, it has to be all of us.
All of us.
All of us. It reminds me of the episode of Star Trek where they were battling the Borg, and they had an opportunity to put a command into the Borg computer. And, of course, Riker's going, tell them to shut down their weapons and power down and surrender. And the simple command of sleep was all it took.
That's right.
Sleep. Yeah. And in this case, that's what we want. We want the collider to go to sleep.
That's right.
And it's possible that we could, instead of having a wasteland of wasted resources, we could disassemble it and then start using its parts for other more productive purposes.
Oh yes, definitely.
We could even turn the collider into an amusement ride.
You could do anything with it. You can. Suppose it's dismantled, yes. Disney, eat your heart out.
I can only. I often wonder, because I've seen pictures of the overhead. I'm wondering what are there still residents and citizens of Switzerland and France living inside the circle, or is that all part of the mechanism and the machinery?
I really don't know. It's built inside a mountain, so I doubt that there's anybody actually living on top of the mountain.
Okay. Maybe I'm looking at a different picture. I don't know. But
the thing is massive. It's absolutely massive. You know, the resources it took to dig this tunnel, and you think of it, you know, you think of it as this little tunnel. It isn't. It's enormous.
It's huge.
Absolutely enormous. The resources that took could have been spent much better elsewhere.
Yeah. Well,
and, you know, Just popping on, changing subject.
Yes.
Going back to your being Mercury in retrograde. The other side effect of that is things not working properly. You know, plans, making plans and things just not working properly, economic plans, anything like that. And, you know, listening to what was being said there and what was said earlier about it, economies have been faltering as we've gone through this period.
Yeah.
So it's all connected.
It's all connected, absolutely.
You know, they were talking in the summer about economic growth and everything, and now it's all faltering again. It's all to do with this Mercury in retrograde. That's just, you know, just something I wanted to say before I forget about it.
That's a very good point to bring up, that this is impacting things that we wouldn't have thought of before until now.
Yeah. Well, you know, everything interconnects. It really does.
Yeah. And you and I, we all are connected here on the program. And I first of all want to thank you so much for taking time to be on the program, to share with us.
Thank you.
And to make us aware of the situation, Barry. Thanks to Spirit for
that. It's a pleasure. And it's been great speaking to you.
Absolutely. I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, the Afterview. And we encourage you to go to BarryLeeMedium.com, BarryLeeMedium.com, that's L-E-E, and find out more about Barry and John, and maybe check out what they have to offer there all the way from the UK. It's amazing what we can do across the seas and across the vastness of this planet in a positive vein to help and support and assist one another, and we encourage you to check that out. Once again, Barry and John, I thank you for joining us. I'm Richard Dugan. Hope you'll join us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time for Tell Me Your Story. Until next Saturday, love Talal.